Donald Trump urges Georgia supporters to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue in Senate runoffs. By Charlie Spiring on November 27, 2020. President Donald Trump on Friday told his supporters to defend the Republican Senate majority by backing Senators Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and David Perdue, RGA, in the Georgia runoff elections. The president reacted to a Newsmax article about Trump supporters in Georgia considering a boycott of the election. "No, the 2020 election was a total scam. We won by a lot, and we'll hopefully turn over the fraudulent result. But we must get out and help David and Kelly, two great people," Trump wrote on Twitter. Many Trump supporters are enraged by their state GOP representatives in Georgia, accusing them of failing to back the president in a contentious recount in which former Vice President Joe Biden still holds a roughly 12,000-vote lead. But Trump said that a boycott would only help Democrats. "Otherwise, we are playing right into the hands of some very sick people," he wrote. As Breitbart News reported, Democrats are already exploiting tensions in the state by spreading the message that Republicans should not back the Georgia Republican candidates because of their failure to fight for the president. Trump's son Donald Trump Jr. has also opposed any boycotts. "That is nonsense. Ignore those people," he wrote on Twitter. "We need all of our people coming out to vote for Kelly and David." Trump again promised to hold a campaign rally for Loeffler and Perdue as Republicans work to maintain control of their Senate majority. "I will be in Georgia on Saturday," he wrote, referring to his planned rally for December 5. The president is watching the race closely as Democrats work to flip the state and seize control of the Senate. Trump described Perdue's Democrat opponent, John Ossoff, as a lightweight in a conversation with reporters on Thursday, and Loeffler's opponent, Raphael Warnock, as either a communist or a socialist. "I cannot figure that out yet." The Georgia runoff election will take place on January 5.